You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. This is part of our draft coverage, and it's brought to you by Advent Health, the good folks at Advent Health. And we had the privilege to catch up with the fifth overall draft pick from this past draft, Jalen Suggs, one of the newest members of the Orlando Magic. And what an interview it was. A terrific opportunity to get to know Jalen as he takes us back to his high school roots, how he fell in love with the game of basketball, also fell in love with the game of football. He was highly recruited and could have gone the collegiate route and possibly ultimately the NFL route in the game of football as well, but ultimately choosing basketball. His thoughts on Orlando, what he knows about the team, good friends already with RJ Hampton, and his thoughts on this Magic core, what he thinks this team can accomplish this year and in the years to come. Lots to like, lots to enjoy on this edition of Magic Pod Squad with newcomer Jalen Suggs. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Pod Squad. This draft coverage is brought to you by Advent Health, and it is our pleasure to officially welcome for the first time the fifth overall draft pick. Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga is officially a member of the Orlando Magic. We are pumped. We are beyond excited about this. I'm not going to lie to you. So let me start by welcoming you, and how's it been, and what kind of your emotions now with the last 12, 24 hours?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just exciting. You know, it's been so much fun, you know, and talking and meeting everybody. Now getting out here to Orlando, you know, I walked in my hotel room and I had the jersey laid out on the bed, all the balloons, a nice little care package and a note that they wrote. So you know, everybody that I've met here has been lovely so far, you know, and greeted me with open arms. And, you know, I can't wait to continue to grow relationships.
So you asked me what I do. That's what I made a little.
You made that
I put like confetti on his. I had nothing to do with that.
Have you noticed that a lot of people that you meet have been here a long time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that is something that I've heard from everybody this morning. Oh, yeah. You know, knowing that, you know, people have been here, you know, when the team was great through the ups and downs, but stay loyal to the team. You know, I think that speaks volumes, the type of people that are in this organization.
You didn't get to see it. Maybe you've seen it after the fact. They pretty well blew the roof off this place when we found out that you were going to be the pick coming here. Have you gotten a sense? Have you heard from Magic fans? What's the reaction been that you've seen?
You know, I've seen great messages on social medias and things like that. And, you know, I FaceTimed RJ, you know, right after I got picked backstage. And, you know, seeing how pumped everybody was in the video that you guys put out, I can't wait to have them in here and to play in front of them and just to show them what I can do. You know, I think in my positive vibe and energy, I think they'll gravitate towards that, and so I really can't wait to meet them.
Can you paint the picture for us? Take us back right to the green room. There it is. The Toronto Raptors are on the clock. Is that what you thought you were going to do? Just kind of take us through your emotions and kind of paint the picture for us.
You know, that night, you know, when it started up and, you know, the Detroit Pistons were on the clock, I kind of just let loose, you know, because things were out of my control. There was nothing in that moment that I could do, you know, to alter, you know, wherever I landed. The Toronto did what they felt was right, you know, took my boy Scotty. I'm so happy and proud of him for that. But now I landed here in Orlando, and you know the hat matched my suit. So the way I look at it was, it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
I love it. That's great. Well, we're thrilled about it.
What about the suit, though? Can we talk about the suit for a minute?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was very sparkly. Top notch. Is that how you describe? I mean, it was. Take us back to the beginning where you're like, somebody fits you for that, and the whole process of picking that suit, because I know that's a big deal for guys on draft night.
So I wanted it to be perfect. I really wanted it to be unique. So we're going over different materials, different colors. I think it was about a two, three week process, you know, going through different looks. And I think the last one that she showed me on the last day, you know, before we had to, you know, pick one and then start making it, was the material that I had. And it was, I knew from the moment I saw it, I had to see it in a suit. And I loved it. I loved it. It sparkled. It shined. You know, you don't really. I haven't seen too many people with that look.
No,
so,
well, I actually had one. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He
didn't want to wear it.
I didn't
want to
wear it. I couldn't pull it off.
No. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that.
1984. He picked out the best thing off the rack at J.C. Penney.
Right.
JT and you were like.
Actually, I think I was in a polo. I'm not sure. So, but let me ask you this: like, was there family input on your suit or anything like that? Did you have some help, or is that just, it's all you?
Most of it was all me. Okay. You know, I had some help with the inside. You know, of course, the part where I had Xavier, the picture of him in there, you know, I talked to his dad and his brother, you know, just asking him. And then, of course, the part of the letter that he wrote, you know, David's funeral. So, you know, I got the help with that. But, I mean, for the most part, the look, and they helped me with the shoes. That was a surprise. I didn't know they were going to do that, you know, putting the logo on my shoe in pink. Nice. But other than that, I mean, yeah, it was all me.
It's a lot like my shopping experience.
Oh.
That's what I do. When I go in a suit, it's the same thing.
Great taste.
Laura picks your clothes out.
Yeah. I always have to have her. She has to come with me.
Suitcase, all that
Does
stuff.
This black shirt go with this black pants? I need somebody with me.
You know, we got to go. It is very easy to find, and I know I mentioned this to you last night, but I had a lot of fun, not only watching your basketball highlights, but the football highlights, right? My goodness, dude. You can't tackle this guy. You can't catch him. How fun was it for you? You seem to, obviously, you love football as well, and I know it was a tough decision for you to narrow in and just go the basketball route, but how much fun was it for you in high school playing both sports? Like that?
I loved it. I loved it because I'll go, you know, from the winter to all throughout spring and summer, you know, I'd play basketball. You know, once it got to 7-8 months, you know, you kind of get tired. Your body starts to wear down after, you know, continually playing, you know, day after day, weekend after weekend. So then when football rolled around, I always got rejuvenated. And I mean, it was something that I loved to do. I love to switch up, you know, the contact of it, different mentality you have to have, you know, the way you just work different muscles. So football season was always one of my favorites and still is.
And
you
know, 10th grade, soccer, right?
Oh yeah.
You stepped out on the soccer field and were a dominant soccer player.
So you could be
the Premier League.
Story is hilarious. I was sleeping over at my friend's house, and they had to get up in the morning and go to soccer tryouts. And it was on the way back to my house, so they would have had to pass my house and then go back. So they're like, "Man, just come. Like, I mean, just have fun with it. You know, let's just." Like, you know, just kick it. So they got me some cleats.
You had never played.
I'm not.
Before?
Nah. I mean, as a little kid, you know, the rec center and things like that. But never played a, you know, organized game of soccer. And you know, I went in, I was jumping up, and I was heading it, and you know, it was athletic. You know, I was playing in goal. And
I saw the coach said you after seeing you for about 5 minutes said. Wherever you want to play, whatever
is that right?
Yeah, and the team was really good. I think we were like ranked 6th in the state, so it was a good team. And I really wanted to do it. I really did, but you know, of course, you know, football took a bit of precedence. Oh. So.
But see, here's the thing, and I wanted to ask you about that is so out of the norm now, right? Like there's specialization, and you know, David and I had daughters that played volleyball, right? Mm-hmm. And you get caught up in the club and the AAU. It is so hard to play multiple sports, let alone football. And one of the things is football coaches are very, to me, that they want you to be football players, or they'll let you run track, right?
Mm-hmm. Track's one.
And so how did you manage to pull that off? Obviously, being a great player at both helps, but that's tough to balance, isn't it?
I think the part that made it easy was my love for it. You know, I wanted to be out there, and it was never something that, you know, I was dreading to go do, you know, any day. You know, I wanted to go practice. I love being at practice. I love being in the weight room with the guys. And then, of course, you know, Friday night, game nights were the best. honestly, some of my best memories. So, you know, I think that definitely helped. And, of course, having my family around, you know, being supportive and helping me out, you know, with little things and taking care of my body and, you know, making sure I was doing okay. So, I mean, a couple of those two things, you know, it was perfect. I love the Swiss football season.
Pretty good bloodlines. I know that there are some football players in your background, in your family.
Yes.
Terrell Suggs, pretty good player.
Oh, yeah. not too bad. Yeah,
he's cousin, bad, right?
Yeah.
He's a cousin of yours.
Yeah.
Your dad played football and basketball.
Yep.
So was it difficult to pick? I mean, at some point, obviously, you had to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But how strong was the football influence on you?
It was extremely strong, you know, and there was a point where, you know, I was really contemplating, like, you know, just going and playing football, you know, and getting ready to commit to school and playing football full time. But, you know, I sat down with my dad, you know, one of the most important people to me, and we had a conversation. And we broke it down, pros and cons of each sport, what it would look like in the future. You know, we just came to the conclusion, like, we knew that we had a very good chance to be here, you know, the position I am today. And it's rare, you know, the chance to make generational wealth, you know, for your kids and your kids' kids and your entire family. So, you know, for as much as I love football, you know, I was okay with just sticking to the what-if stories, you know, and dreams about it and, you know, continuing this hoop dream.
Well, you certainly chose correctly. But you had offers in Notre Dame, Alabama, right? I mean, you were highly
Ohio
recruited.
State. Yeah.
Right? You would have, you had a chance to NFL could have possibly been an avenue for you too.
Yeah. I mean, the recruiting process for football was so much fun. Going to the games, going and meeting the team, seeing the facilities, I loved it. You know, I think, again, it was a great switch from basketball. You know, you go from being recruited in basketball, you know, now my football offers are really picking up. It was like I was starting all over again, you know, starting the recruiting process over again. So, yeah, it was really fun. Something that, again, I look back on all the time, you know, football season rolls around. It gets a little hard to stay off the field, but, you know, something that I'm working with.
No flag football games now.
Nah.
It's on weekends.
None of that.
we can't do that anymore. No more doing that. That's off the table.
You know what's interesting is your I mean, obviously, so many things that you bring on the floor that we'll get to, but your toughness overall, Jalen, and I think I read somewhere that you've always kind of played up. Right, you've always played against bigger kids. You took a couple of hard hits you first started playing football, right? But you never backed down from that. You know, he was a quarterback, but he didn't run out of bounds. He took the contact as a defensive back.
That's probably why he's playing basketball.
He lit guys up on the defensive.
Business decision.
You don't mind contact. You like the you play physical. There's a toughness about you.
You know, I've always kind of carried that chip. You know, being a little guy, you know, I played in seventh grade and 17U. You know, fourth grade, I'd play up sometimes, you know, 16, 15U, you know, some of the older teams in our program. And, you know, they tried to push me around and bully me because, of course, you know, I'm the little guy. You know, who does he think he is coming to play up with us? Like, you know, I'm going to show him what it's really like. And, you know, from an early age, I really took that, you know, personally, like, you know, I want you to do that and I'm going to embrace it, you know. And I think, you know, that puts it in the back of their head, like, they have to think about that. Like, I can't just push this guy over. You know, now I got to figure out, you know, intellectual way, you know, to beat him. So that's something that, you know, I've continued to carry over the years, you know, as I've grown up in both basketball and football.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I had the opportunity to coach high school basketball in the area at a smaller school, and I know in the fall I asked the football coach if I could come out, and I just told all the football players, I'm holding spots, you know, because there's something about, there's a mentality, not just the mentality, but there's a vision. There's something different, whether it's a linebacker or a quarterback or whatever, that just brings something to the game of basketball. Do you find that as you've gone through the levels and moving to Gonzaga, that football skill, that playing defensive back, playing quarterback, not just from a leadership standpoint, but from a vision standpoint, and seeing the game maybe a little bit differently has helped you?
Most definitely. I think, I played safety in high school and growing up. So just reading the quarterback, reading where, moving parts are, and then intercepting those passing lanes. That's something that's really helped me on defense, and just playing instinctual. It's not a lot of thinking when I'm out there, doing the things I'm doing. And, when I did them on the football field, now on the basketball court, I just kind of do it. It's natural. And of course, on the offensive end, as a quarterback, seeing windows before they open up, passing guys to open areas, not just two of them to now where they're stuck. I think that that's a huge part. You're dropping back in the pocket and, you got to throw between a linebacker and a safety, or a corner and a safety. So I think definitely just seeing the game in a different way. And sometimes you see with the long court, full court passes, I'm playing football out there sometimes. So the mental side of it definitely doesn't go anywhere.
Your year at Gonzaga, unbelievable. I mean, captivated the nation, right? 31-1 all the way to the national championship game. And I know you wanted to have that last one, I'm sure, but what a remarkable year. It had to have been an incredible experience for you. What'd you learn? What does Mark Few mean to you? What a great team you got to be a part of.
It was so much fun, and we had a great season. We won a lot of games, and I knew that going in there that we would. But I think, the best part about it wasn't winning the games. It was spending time with everybody there, and creating those memories, and them helping me grow. I think that was the most special part about it. I think the word brotherhood, I've thrown around a lot, in different programs, that's what you want to have. But, if you came into our locker room, you would really feel that. We always hung out outside of the gym. We all loved going to practice, not to practice, but to be there with each other, and spend time with each other. So this is a special year. Coach Few, B. Mike, Coach Lloyd, Coach Roger, I can't say, enough good things about them. They helped me grow on the court as a player. They took me and his family. They brought me around their kids and their wives and treated me like one of their own. So, eternally grateful for everything that they did, while the seven, eight months I was there, and helping me get to this point where I am.
What are your thoughts on the one and done? I mean, you obviously had a great experience.
He likes experience. It just fine.
What do you mean? Well, just fine. In the next couple of years, it may go away. Mm-hmm. Young men like yourself won't probably spend a year at a Gonzaga. Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance that's going to happen, right, in the next few years. What are your thoughts on that? Is that good or bad?
I think everybody's path is different. Everybody has to make a decision that's best for them. Of course, you look at guys like Jalen. I'm super close with him, like a brother. He chose the G League route, professional route. And it's no knock, and it's not a bad thing. That was what's best for him, and of course, it worked out. He did great there, and he ended up the second overall pick. So, but I think for me, I wanted to be in college. I wanted to have those experiences, in a dorm with teammates, playing in the NCAA tournament, on the biggest stages. That's what I want. That's where I wanted to be. But for anybody else, I tell them, it's your story. You have to do what's best for you and your family and everything. But I can't say enough good things about what college did to me. And, you see where it's helped me get to today.
Jalen, let me start this over. Your phone probably blew up a lot on draft night. Your phone probably blew up a lot when you hit that shot in the Final Four. Which was more?
Oh, the shot. I think the shot was way more. Everybody, and all the celebrities and, you know, people I look up to, you know, were reposting it and talking about it, and it was crazy. I had to turn my phone
off. Who was the biggest celebrity that you saw, like, retweeted something that you, like, you couldn't believe
it? I think when I saw Patrick Mahomes talk about it, I was like, oh, yeah, I really did something here. Nice. I really did something here.
It's one of the great moments in
absolutely. And, yeah. No doubt.
You're going to see that every year for the rest of your life.
Your kids and grandkids.
It's Kristen
and their kids.
It's Goose Gibbons banking in a shot from the corner.
No doubt.
It's now Jalen Suggs.
Oh, man. And again, I think that's why I said, you know, the college route was it for me. I wanted to have those moments. You know, I wanted to be etched into March Madness in college history. So, that was a crazy night, crazy shot.
Well, and you know what? As crazy as that was, and that's what everyone will remember, and they should, the block on Cody Lyle, right? The block to keep it a one-possession game. Phenomenal. Just instincts taking over at the end of a game? Well, just take us through that sequence.
Yeah, again, just trying to, you know, give full effort whenever I'm out on the court. It's winning time, you know, 2 minutes tie game, and, you know, just trying to make a play. You know, made a play on the ball, and, you know, then, of course, due to the Gary Diamond running the floor, you know, and the bounce pass. Yeah. So, again, just making big plays and big moments is something that, you know, I always want to do, something I thrive to do. And, you know, I made it happen that night.
We were in L.A. that night. We were playing either the Lakers or the Clippers. I don't remember which one. And we had there was a TV in the back by the locker room. And that's where I was most of the time. I was probably supposed to be out doing my job. But I'm watching this guy and Gonzaga do their thing. And I'm just like, it was play after play. And I was glad nobody was looking for me because it would have been a problem.
We were doing the post game with Quentin Richardson, and he was yelling.
Yeah.
It was awesome. How about this year? Take us to this year. What are you most excited about? And obviously, it's going to be a learning process, and you'll have
some of these guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
so yeah. It should be a fun transition for you.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get started, to get practicing, you know, summer league, you know, just to get the continuity with these guys and get to playing. Honestly, you know, it's such a great young core when you look at it. It's honestly really scary. You know, and Cole.
We feel the same way.
Yeah, Cole, RJ, Wendell, Jonathan, Mo, Markel. I think that it just goes on and on. You know, we're so deep. Franz, you know, who came out here with me. I think, you know, we all bring individual, you know, and versatility. You know, a lot of skills that, you know, when you couple them together, you put them on the court, and, you know, young guys who are hungry to win and want to win, it's going to get scary. So I can't wait to get playing, get practicing, and, you know, get fans in the Amway.
Good, man, because we're old guys that are hungry to win, too.
No.
you're just hungry.
That's true.
I think I heard you say last night, you haven't played 5-on-5 basketball for 4 months. Is that what you said last
night? Yeah, not since the championship game.
Wow.
You know, I've done, like, some controlled live stuff, sure. But I mean, that's just like, you know, pick and roll reads and things like that. But not having got to be competitive in 5-on-5 setting.
For somebody like you, that has to be. Have you ever gone this long without being in a competitive environment?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm always doing something. I'm always going to open runs, you know, playing knockout ones, things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, this has not been easy for me, but
playing,
I think,
cards, playing checkers, and
then I got to be competitive off the floor.
Right.
You know, then it just has to carry off the floor if I can't go do it between
the
lines.
Get this guy to summer league, man. He's chomping at the bit. Let's get this guy.
What do you think that you do now is going to translate the best for you? What do you think are some things you'll have to work on the most? What do you think on the floor is going to look like for you as you get started?
You know, I think I can sharpen up, you know, all areas. You know, I feel like I'm really good, you know, in a ton of areas. But now, you know, getting to this league, getting to this point, you know, it's about perfecting those things, you know, getting them to an elite level. So, I mean, that's what I'm focused on right now. But, I mean, I think my versatility is going to be the biggest piece on the offensive and defensive end. You know, coming in and being able to put different lineups out there with different guards, you know, whether we go small. You know, now I'm guarding a three in Kawhi, PG, you know, some of those guys. You know, I have the ability to do that, you know, and I'm ready to do that, you know, and embracing that. So I think the versatility piece, you know, along with the skills that I bring, and I'm only going to get better, you know, is my biggest piece. You know, I think
as you
this organization.
Approach, doesn't back down from that.
No, not at all.
As you approach your rookie year, what's the best advice you've gotten going into it, and who gave it to you?
I think the best advice I've gotten, and it's from a ton of players, you know, is to just learn how to handle your free time, because you're going to get a lot of free time. That's one I've heard a lot of. But, you know, use the vets, use the people who have been here before and gone through what I've gone through, you know, just to help and make the transition that much more comfortable. And then just to enjoy it. You know, these are just things that everybody who I've talked to has told me to do, and you know, I can't wait to do them.
What do you like to do when you do have spare time? You haven't had a ton of it because you're always playing something. But what kind of guy are you? What do you like to get into?
I love my free time being free time. I love to kick back and, you know, I love watching movies. You know, I watch a ton with my dad and my sister and my mom. We have movie nights all the time. Playing video games with the friends, you know, I think it's just the perfect release, you know, just to have fun and laugh, you know, relax. And one thing that I'm picking up is golf, that I'm actually looking forward to get better at, you know, being out here in the sun. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
probably be right on the tour.
Well, there's not many golf courses.
Yeah, that's
here.
Right. You're the wrong place for golf.
Funny movies, scary, what does the family watch?
You know, we love funny movies. I think my favorite has to be action. Okay. But I mean, action and comedy are definitely the two big genres that we
are you into the superhero stuff?
Oh, Marvel. I'm a huge Marvel
right?
fan.
Who's
yeah.
your guy? Who's your or girl? Who's your favorite
Torch?
Nah. My favorite character is Spider-Man. And I can't wait for the new Spider-Man to come out. It's going to be so fun. But, nah, I watch all of them. I still have to catch up on Black Widow. You know, I've been pretty busy these past couple of weeks, so I'm a bit behind.
I've heard
but,
it's very good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, I mean, we'll get into it.
I guess last thing, and then we'll get you. Your family. Family obviously means a ton to you, right? And you've had successful immediate family, extended family. Will they come with you? What's that support system look like? What does your family mean to you as you get started here?
They're my foundation. They're my rock. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and, you know, they've all done an amazing job, you know, in helping me get to this point. And, you know, I don't know who will come with me. You know, I know my parents will probably be back and forth. You know, I have RJ's family out here who I know will take me in and they trust with me. So I'm pretty sure they'll be back and forth. You know, I don't know if my sisters will come just because the situation that we have back in Minnesota at Minnehaha is so great. It's a great family and community there. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But, you know, knowing that I got people here, you know, like RJ and his family, you know, my boy Cole, you know, to have me take under my wing, you know, look after me, you know, I'm sure it'll make it easier for my parents.
That's awesome. Well, the Steels do Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Right? We'll get you all
Thursday,
set up.
Sure.
I love
Thursdays
it.
Thursdays are
our night.
Sunday with the
Let's do it.
That's right. We got it. You only got to fill days now. You're good.
Oh, yeah. Makes it easy.
This is great, man. You got a lot of people that are excited. We're excited. I know you and your family are most excited, and we can't wait to get started. Good luck the rest of the way, and congrats again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen, I'll make sure I'll tell you when I'm wearing that suit so we don't double
up. So we don't. Okay. That'll be good plan.
No. Notice you wear it. This could be just fine. All right, that'll do it for Magic Pod Squad, presented by Advent Health.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.